in Seattle, Seattle. And you need to buy yourself a home. We'll be right there for you. Because we're the realtors that you can trust. So go to RodandDonceTdown.com.
Don't go anywhere unless you want to. It's the Ron and Don Show, starring Ron and Don, and sometimes me at RonandDon.com.
Hey, you guys, what's going on? Welcome to the Friday edition of the Ron and Don Show. It's real estate only. We're going to take about 10 minutes out of our day to share with you something that you may want to consider if you're thinking about buying, selling, or investing. We thank you for making us your broadcasters, making us your friends, and also making sure that we're your real estate agents as well. And don't forget, Ron, we do sell the sound, right?
Yeah, anywhere that you can hear our voice in the state of Washington, we are licensed to sell real estate. Like, you're going down to the gig over the weekend, up in Bothell, we're on the east side, even out in Island County, all the way up into Everett. I've sold stuff in Chelan and down past Olympia. So if you are in the state of Washington, you want to start your real estate journey, let's start with a sit down. Go to RonandDonSitDown.com.
Yeah. And don't forget, if you're selling, every house needs some work. And some homes have something called deferred maintenance, where some of the mechanicals in the house have to be changed. For instance, maybe the water heater is about to literally tank and it's time for that tank to go. Maybe there's some appliances that aren't working quite right. Maybe the roof is at the end of its life. And sometimes some of those things you don't know. And so the important thing is, and let's talk about it here, let's talk about the springboard in Seattle. If you want to get on that springboard, it's important that we're talking right now as we head into the winter months here in Seattle. Ron, what is the springboard, and how come people wait to sell their homes in Seattle in the spring? It's a real thing, isn't it?
It is a real thing. I think it's just part of our biological nature, especially in Seattle when it's so dark for so long and it's pretty gloomy. Traditionally, if you did a bar graph of when home sells and when are the action in Seattle, and you plotted it out over time, you know, January through December, and then you were drawing a wavy line across time, there is almost always, virtually every single year, there is an uptick in the spring. And why is that? Is people have been cooped up in their house. If you've been thinking about moving or buying a house, and it's finally starting to get sunny, it's getting a little bit warmer, the flowers are starting to bloom, maybe you're feeling a little excited, a little optimistic, you're done with winter, people get out and they're in the mood to buy a new house. And so this happens at a couple different points in the year in Seattle. During the frenzy from like 2019 to 2021-ish, it was relatively, demand was crazy all year round. But in a typical year in the Pacific Northwest, you see this spike in the springtime. And so if you want to be a seller, that's a great time to be a seller. But like Don said, typically it takes several months to go through any sort of deferred maintenance to get your house in great working condition so that it's ready to sell quickly, because you still want to bring a premium product to the market. You can't just slap a for sale sign up in the front yard and expect that you're going to get the best result for your house. So that's why we like to give some runway into the spring. So if you're like, I've been thinking about that, it's going to be go time for me, let's start now, get a game plan together so we're not rushed.
Yeah. And the thing that happens when you're rushed, you're going to pay contractors more money. If the painter's rushed and he hasn't had time to schedule that ahead of time, if the contractor that's going to come in and do your floors is rushed, right? And then where are you going to be when the contractor is there and they're refinishing your floors or putting in new floors and carpet? How does that sequence actually work? Where are you going to live? Because the bottom line is this, if you try to do a lot of that work while you're still in the house where you live, work, and play, that can be very, very difficult. Take months to do that work. But if you do a lot of that work when you're out of the house and your realtor has lined up and sequenced when all those contractors are going to come and go, that same amount of work, instead of taking it 3 months to do it, you can do that in 3 weeks after you've exited the home and then be ready to roll. And then there's lots of different options that we talk to people about where are you going to live, work, and play while you're selling the house? And after you sold the house or the condo or the townhome, are you moving back in during the closing period? Where's all your stuff going to live? What are we going to do if we're downsizing? What are we going to do with a lot of these things, and where can they go? Because many people think you're just going to call Goodwill and they're going to pull up and take all your stuff. They're not. In fact, Goodwill is not interested in a lot of your things. So what do we do with all these things? So that's why sequencing in the fall or the winter of 2023 into 2024, it gets you ready for the springboard. The other thing is this, you guys, and one of the reasons why there's so many more buyers in the buyer's pool is usually when people get to the end of the year and they are making New Year's resolutions, those resolutions, a lot of times it involves action. We see a lot of people over the age of 50, when they decide to get a divorce, it is usually a New Year's resolution that they have made. It's usually because they have spent the holidays with each other and they don't want to spend another holiday with that other person. So we see more people in the marketplace looking to buy real estate because they've decided that they're no longer want to be with that. On the other hand, a lot of people get engaged during the holidays. So now they're out looking, or people decide, you know what, we're going to have a baby this year. That's one of our resolutions. And in order to have a baby, that's why I'm in the house that I'm in right now. When I knew that my son was coming, I went out and purchased this house because I said, this is where I want to raise G-Force O'Neill. So life events happen. People decide, hey, you know what? I'm going to downsize. And maybe, I was talking to one of our clients the other day. They have a big house in North Seattle. They said, you know what we want to do is we want to buy a smaller house in West Seattle. And then we want to buy a vacation home somewhere where it's sunnier when it's tough sledding sometimes, literally, to live in Seattle when the rain and the monsoon rains come, like that's about to happen here in the next couple of days. So with that resolution comes action, and it also makes a lot of people decide, I'm going to enter the buyer pool. And really, in the spring months here in Seattle, it's when houses and photographers love it, when the flowers start blooming in the front yard, the springboard is real. And typically you get more for your house on the springboard. So sometimes it's better to sell, though, like when you're in the winter months heading into the spring, before all those homes are on the springboard, right? So selling at the end of January into February, that can be a great time to sell as well. So just reach out, ronanddonsitdown.com, if you need us, or if you have a realtor and you're thinking about selling, ask them and say, hey, what can we do to save some money here, to put more money in my pocket? Let's get to work early. You can start doing some of the paperwork early, and then you can figure out, your realtor can help you with what the sequence is going to be. You will get better pricing when you and your realtor are more organized. Ron, I'll give you the final set.
I couldn't have said it better myself. Like, the time to take action is now. And I love that when we do a run on sit down, we have a bunch of different strategies. And it's interesting. We've had a couple of meetings this year where someone has done a deal with another agent, and then they meet with us and like, wow, you guys are so much more thorough. You have so many more strategies. You communicate so much better because we've been professional communicators for over 25 years. So that's kind of what our skill set is. So let's strategize with you. Let's communicate clearly. Let's get you excited. And I think it's more than just the house. That's what I love about all these stories and all the people that we meet in the Ron and Don Nation, is we love to help you get to that next thing. And so whether that is more sun in your life, whether that's doing something like I'm doing now and spending more time traveling, downsizing, upsizing, being closer to your kids, or being farther away from your family, whatever it is that's going to get you to that next phase and make your life better, that's what Don and I are into. That's what gets us up in the morning, is helping people that are in the Ron and Don Nation improve their life just a little bit.
Yeah. Hey, you guys, thanks for listening to this episode of the Ron and Don Show. Don't forget, if you want to sit down with us, we do something called a virtual sit down. You can go to ronanddonsitdown.com right now and get signed up. And then we'll send you a mug that says, we just got some new ones and they're great. In fact, I've been drinking coffee out of mine this morning that says, I sat down. with Ron and Don. So you can think about us every morning when you wake up. How about that? Also, don't forget, get signed up for the newsletter. We don't share your information. You'll find out more about real estate and our lives and what's happening in your life. So we also appreciate everybody stopping by our Lechron Tire Store. We've partnered again with them this year to make sure that every child in Western Washington gets a toy. A toy is a symbol, as Dave Ross used to say, of a child that's not been forgotten by the community, because they belong to all of us. All right? You keep your head up and your shoulders back, and we'll see you next time. You've been listening to the Ron and Don Show only on the Ron and Don Radio Network.
Now keep your head up and your shoulders back and keep blowing that trumpet, and we'll see you next time.
Only.
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 Only
on the Ron and Don Radio Network.